Mishnah Yomis for Friday, the 19th day of Adar Sheni, Tovshin Pei Dalet. Masecht Nedarim, Perek Asiri, Mishnah Vav. Our Mishnah is going to talk about what rights a Yavam has, a brother-in-law of a widow who lost her husband without children, the Yavam. What rights does he have to break the vow of his Yavimtoi, of his sister-in-law, when he hasn't done Yibum to her? She is in a state of what's called Shomeres Yavam. Says the Mishnah, Shomeres Yavam, a woman, a widow, who's waiting for her deceased husband's brother to perform the mitzvah of Yibum. Ben Li Yavam Echad, whether her husband only had one brother, Ben Shnei Yavamin, whether her deceased husband had two brothers, and she's waiting for either one of them to do the mitzvah of Yibum, to take her as his wife and do Yibum. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yofer. Rabbi Eliezer says either one is able to break the vow that she makes at that stage. So the Gemara explains that we're talking here about a case where the Yavam, the brother-in-law, or one of the brothers-in-law, actually did Maimer. Now, Maimer means he gave it Kiddushin, he was Mekadosh with money or with a shtar, and Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that Maimer, doing an act like that, is a koina kinyan gomer, makes 100% valid acquisition. He has now acquired his deceased brother's wife, and she has a din like an arusa. She's a din as if it was a normal kiddushin, and therefore, if she's an almana, if she is a widow from Erisin and she's still a nara, she's still a girl under the age of 12 and a half, then, and she has a father, and the Yavam has given Maimer, has done this Kiddushin, he can break the vow together with the father. So there's quite a lot here involved here. We need to follow following conditions, even according to Rabbi Eliezer. Number one, that the Yavam, that the brother-in-law actually did Maimer, didn't live with her yet, but did Maimer, gave her money or gave her a shtar. And that the girl is under the age of 12 and a half, she's still a Nara. And she has a father. And then the father, together with the Yavam, can then break her vows. It's a partnership. Like any girl who is in Arusa, who is Behat Kiddushin, and requires both the father and the husband, or the Arus, to together break the vow. That's Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Li'echad Aval Lo Lishnayim. Rabbi Yeshua says, if there was only one Yavam, one brother-in-law, and she was waiting for that brother-in-law to do Yibum, to complete the levirate marriage, then he can break the vows, because she's destined for him. There's no minatora. She's called Zkuka. That Zika, that connection, that bond, if you like, between the widow and the only remaining brother that's alive of the husband, that makes her like an arusa. But if there's two Yavavim, if there's two brothers-in-law, two brothers of the deceased, neither can break the vows, because we don't really know who is more Zkuka, who's going to be the wife. And even if one of them gives Maimer, and we said before, Rabbi Eliezer, that giving that Maimer makes a proper kinyan, Rabbi Yeshua says, no, sorry, it does not make a proper kinyan. Minatora, that's not recognized. Minabonon, it's a kinyan, but not Minatora. And therefore, Rabbi Yeshua maintains that if there's two of them, two brothers, then it's not 100% clear who's going to be the Yavam that will take her, and because of that, neither can break her vows. Now we come upon a third opinion, Rabbi Akiva Omer. Loy le'echad v'loy lishnai. He says, neither way. He says, whether there's only one brother of the deceased husband, whether there are two brothers of the deceased husband, makes no difference. He holds that the zika, that the connection to the Yavam is not strong enough to make it considered like a wife. And therefore, the Zika and the Maimer will not help to make her be considered like an Arusa, and the Yavam cannot break the vow until he actually marries her, until he actually does Yibum, or lives with her. Omer Rabbi Eliezer says, Maim Isha Shekanahu La'atzmoi. If a woman who the husband has acquired her of his own volition, he gave a kiddushin, Harihu mefinida reha. The Torah gives him the power now to break her vows in conjunction with her father. This is when she's just done arusa. She's just had kiddushin. She's still living in the father's house. But if we see that a man's own action can acquire a woman, make a kiddushin, and he can break her vows in partnership with the father, isha shehiknu la min hashamayim. But a woman who Hashem has given him this woman, i.e. the Yavama, that Hashem has created that connection. Einoy din, isn't it a kal v'chomer sheyofen adoreha, that he should be able to break her vows? It's not of his choice that he's a brother-in-law. The Torah puts that, if you like, that zika on him, and therefore he should be able to break her vows. Amar Rabbi Akiva loy. Rabbi Akiva says no. No. That the kal v'chomer is not a kal v'chomer. Im amarta be'isha shekanehu le'atzmoi, just because a woman who he acquires himself, he can break her vows. That is because she'ein la'cherim barashus. That's because it's so strong, the connection or the bond that he makes by giving her kiddushin, although it was his own will, it was his own volition, it was not imposed upon him. Nevertheless, the fact that he now, no one can make any acquisition on this woman, no kiddushin whatsoever will have any effect. She is now genuinely his wife, once kiddushin's been made. Toimar, are you going to apply the same rule? Be'isha shehikna lumina shamayim? Why, by a woman, a yavama, who has been, the kinyan has been imposed from heaven, but sheyesh lacharim barashos, that even though it's imposed from heaven, but other people still have jurisdiction over her. As long as she hasn't had yibum for one of the brothers, if one of the other brothers comes and takes her, or one of the other brothers does yibum, maimer to her, it will have an impact, and it will affect the first brothers. There is a din called yesh maimerach maimer, and it will prohibit the first brother who gave a maimer from marrying her. So therefore, says Rabbi Akiva, The fact that someone else can affect this yibum or this zika, not the yibum, but the zika that's been created, or even the mom that's been created, surely that shows that their bond is not strong enough, and therefore, no, cannot break the vows, says Rabbi Akiva. Amala Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Akiva, Akiva, devaracha bishna yivamin, your words are correct if there were two brothers of the deceased husband. Then you can say, okay, you could say that other people have a reshus in her. You could say your response to Rabbi Eliezer would be valid. But what are you going to say about me? Says Rabbi Yeshua. I say that when there's one brother surviving, there's only one brother, then she has to go to him. That's the one and only person who can do yibum. Then, you know, no other people have reshus over her. And therefore, I maintain, says Rabbi Yeshua, that if there's one surviving brother, then he should be able to break the vows of his Yivama even before he's done Yibum. To which Rabbi Akiva responded, Omaloi, no. Ein ha-Yivama gemura la-Yavam kishem sha-Rusa gemura la-Isha. I'm sorry. A Yivama, the sister-in-law, is not completely owned by the Yavam, in the way that an arusa, a woman who's had kiddushin performed and given to her, is completely her husband's. It's not the same. And a arusa is his absolute wife and orus. And the proof of that is that if someone, God forbid, would live with that arusa, he'd be chayv misa. It's an ashes ish. He'd get the death penalty. If someone lives with a yavama, even after the yavam gave maimer, even after the brother-in-law gave her this kiddushin, which is only recognized by the rabbanon, she's not really an Eishes Ish, and there would never be any death penalty if someone lived with her, someone else can live with her. And that tells you that the Yavama is not the same as an Arusa. Mishnah Zayin. It says in the Parsha of Nedarim that any vow or any Shavua that is causing pain or suffering, a husband can break it, or a husband can make it, can confirm it. So it's up to the husband to either mekayim, he can affirm or confirm the vows of his wife, or he can break it on the day he hears it. If the husband, however, did confirm the vows of his wife, he can't break it again. Our Mishnah is going to deal about a case. Can the husband make or confirm or break a vow in the future that his wife hasn't yet made. A person who says to his wife, Kol hanedarim shetidori mikan v'adav she'avi mokem pleni, all the vows that you will make, that you may make from now until I come back from wherever I come, from a certain place, harihen kayomen, I hereby declare that they are affirmed. Consider as if I affirmed it now. So, says the Mishnah, loy omar klum. His words have no effect at all. A man cannot be mekayim, he cannot confirm vows that have not yet happened. A few reasons. Either some say because if maybe she'll make a vow that he won't want, and it comes out that his kiyum was in error. But if a person says to his wife, all the vows that you will make from now until I come back from a certain place, Hari Hain Muforin, they're broken. He wants to break the vows from now for the future. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Mufor. Rabbi Eliezer says, yes, that will have an effect. All the vows that his wife will make from at that time when he's away will be broken. And we're not worrying about breaking it in tolls, in error, because most likely a man does not want a wife who makes nadarim, who makes vows. They say no. Even as far as breaking a vow, a husband cannot do it if it's in the future. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, im hefer nadarim shebo l'chalizer, if a husband has the power to break vows that have already been made by the wife, and the issur is already applicable, l'yofer nadarim shebo l'chalizer, shouldn't he have the ability to break a vow that hasn't even occurred yet? For sure, he should be able to break a vow in the future. Amar Eloi, the Chacham said back to Rabbi Eliezer, Hari hu oimer, it says in the Pasuk, Ishah yekimenu v'ishah yefeireno. A husband can confirm the vow, a husband can break the vow, from which we learn, Es shabo lichlal hakeim, whatever vow a husband has able to confirm or affirm, bo lichlal hafer, he can also break. Lo bo lichlal hakeim, if he cannot affirm it, lo bo lichlal hafer, it cannot be broken. And therefore, if the neder which she hasn't made yet, a husband is not able to mekayim it, and even Rabbi Eliezer agrees to that, therefore he can't break it as well.